Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I got an update for you that you might like, Danny. Welcome back, Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan.
What do you got?
So previously on Grant and Danny, a couple days ago I told you, new young sales guy I always see in the kitchen who's just always not eating meat because he watched What the Health, the documentary.
Oh, Victor the Vegan, yeah.
Yeah, so Victor the Vegan's sitting there. And I said to him, I said, what are you eating? He goes, just some, you know, and now he doesn't even want to answer my questions. You know, he's got some quinoa and some pasta or something. I said, you're not eating meat, huh? He said, no, not today. But,
huh?
But,
huh?
He went to Potbelly and got himself a big sub with a bunch of meat on it a couple days ago. And he's kind of admitting that I'm in his head a little bit. So I think slowly but surely I'm winning him back over to our side.
When is rent due? Because you're in there. You've set up residence. You've got a nice little Coca-Cola in the holster. You click on the remote control.
He's like, well, I'm just trying to limit my meat. The problem was I was eating it every day. I said, it's not a problem.
Not a problem.
I said, he's like, well, I was eating it every meal. I said, also not a problem.
Let me know when the problem happens.
Still no problem.
It's the joy.
But he, I think, is letting me win him back over to our side. And one of the sales girls walked by as I was saying, no, I just don't want to lose you to the vegans. And she started laughing. I was like, are you a vegan? She's like, no, I like meat. I said, okay.
Of course you do.
Then we're fine.
Reasonable person. The Potbelly in Fairfax, way back in the day. First of all, I love Potbelly. But back in the day, the one in Fairfax, not far from our Main Street studios, the guy was telling me, I don't know if it's true for everywhere or if it's just true for there. Because I always get the wreck with the works, like everything on it, the delicious hot peppers and everything. It's a delicious sandwich with the chips, right?
Hmm. That's real interesting.
He told me there's a secret menu. There's a Potbelly secret menu. I don't know if it's everywhere, but he said, let me make you what I always eat. And I went, all right. And he made this sort of like woolly mammoth style sandwich, like with bread that they don't usually have off the assembly line. It was like 16 pounds. It felt like I was doing my lifting exercises, and it was a delight.
Best place to get a cold sub. Where's your favorite place to get a cold sub?
Like in the world or chain? Is that to be a chain?
A chain. You always get hipster and talk about some place in DC no one's been to and it's boring.
Sure,
so let's not
sure
do that. Well, it's boring to listen to if you're driving around, you've never been there. Just, oh, Danny mentioned an obscure restaurant again. He knows about it. We don't. Cool. Give me a chain that everyone can eat at that you think is a great place to get a cold sub.
Well, now I'm going to defy you because...
No, don't do that.
I'm annoyed at what you just said. The answer is the Italian store. There are multiple locations.
Of course. Okay, now, cool.
Yeah, that's
Danny knows more about subs than the rest of us.
It's,
woohoo!
It's
I mean, that's
really
in
obscure.
No way obscure.
It's really obscure, I'm sure.
Okay, now...
Everybody knows.
Give me a chain that is all over the DMV area that people can eat at. Favorite place to get a cold sub. And what would you say Dar's going to be... I already know no matter what I say, generally, Dar has to be scoffing at it. But this, you're going to have a big problem with. And that's okay.
He's going to umso you big time right
He's
here.
He's going to umso me at the news desk hard.
So there are a couple that come to mind. Lestrani's is awesome.
Never heard of that.
DC, yeah, you're right. Again, not popular.
Dar, have you heard of that?
That one I have not heard of.
Of course not. Hipster Danny. Now, Pete, who's sitting in the studio with us from St. Albans, has heard of it.
Of course he has.
Again, Danny knows more about subs than us. Yee-hoo!
Okay. Northwest D.C. situation, very common.
Is it a chain where they're all over Virginia, Maryland, and D.C.?
I don't know if they're all over Maryland and Virginia. I know that there's a couple locations in D.C.
Here's mine. Everyone's heard of it. You ever heard of Blimpy Sub? I love a good cold Blimpy Sub. You ever had a Blimpy Sub?
What are you
sub?
Doing?
I have.
What do
I
you
have.
Think of it?
I think Lestrani's is great. I really like the Italian store.
Guy.
I like Stokowski's in Georgetown, famous butcher.
Danny on Blimpy Subs, ready? Don't wake me up. Hello. That's you on Blimpy Subs.
I don't want to say anything. Okay. We're not because remember the legal training. We're not supposed to do what I'm about to do.
You're putting Danny in a position here.
You're putting me in a box.
No, here's the position.
I don't want to be in a box.
Oh, Blimpie subs are delicious and wonderful. I agree with you.
We have to be honest with our listeners.
You don't like Blimpie subs? I'm sure.
I really enjoy Blimpie subs. The Italian store, for example. I really enjoy lots of places
Give
that I go eat.
Give me a place you get a cold sub at that's a chain that's in Virginia, Maryland, and D.C. that you love, that people have heard of.
Of the sort of common.
Why is this so hard?
I mean, because again, you're trying to make it some sort of difficult thing. Of the common
this
sub
could
places,
not be more easy. By the way,
I would my favorite of the like regular chains
He's
is
still
Potbelly.
Talking and not saying a word.
I already answered, but you were busy doing.
Yeah,
something
you said
else.
Potbelly, the 8,000th word you said on the subject.
Right,
Potbelly.
Yeah, of in that ilk.
I like Potbelly. Potbelly is good. No one will ever say let's go to Potbelly, and I'll say no. If you want me to critique Potbelly. Am I allowed to do that?
No. What are your opinions on Jersey Mike's? Because that is the one seed.
Can I give you a quick critique of Potbelly? Just one thing I would change.
I don't think you're
Potbelly?
Supposed to do that.
I'm just going to... Why are they...
No. He's not saying a negative thing. It's a thing he would critique about
yes.
there.
I love Potbelly.
I
eat at Potbelly all the time.
All right. But if you were going to change
yes,
one thing...
If I was going to make Potbelly, which is an 8 out of 10, a 9 out of 10, less bread, more meat and cheese. That's all I'm saying. It's a lot of bread. Can I say that? Is that okay to say?
If it's not true. They
the
have a great ratio.
The balance is a little bit out of whack.
The ratio is outstanding.
Guy, I've gone to Potbelly, and I love Potbelly. No one goes to Potbelly more than me. Are we good, Dar? I'm a big Potbelly guy. Potbelly's a lot of bread. That's all I'm saying? Just saying that Potbelly's
a lot of
bread. I
disagree with you, like Danny does.
It's a very strange analysis.
I didn't think that was going to be your critique.
I've only been to Firehouse Subs once, and I really like it.
Firehouse Subs is great. But that's not a cold sub place, is it?
Yeah, they have cold subs.
They got subs of all sorts.
I've never eaten a cold sub there. I don't think I've ever been there with someone that ate a cold sub. There, I think it's called their New York Steamer, is one of my favorite subs on the planet.
That's a good sub.
I love Firehouse
Our
subs.
Way beats our way. I
our
like them a lot.
Our way beats their way.
You know what? And I'm embarrassed about this. I'm about to say something embarrassing on the radio. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
I have never been to Jimmy John's. I've never been to a Jimmy John's. I've never been. Any follow-up question is welcome. I just want to let you know that I've never been.
I've been to Jimmy John's twice. I really like Jimmy John's. Jimmy John's, by the way, great bread ratio. Very thin bread on top of the sandwich.
I used to go to Jimmy John's a lot in college.
Did you?
Graduated
I haven't been there in a long time.
Now, let me ask you this. Does Capriati's count as chain enough? Because there's multiple locations.
Yes.
Capriati's is delightful.
Have I had Jersey Mike's store?
I would hope so.
I'm not sure that I have.
They're around. They're around plenty.
I think Jersey Mike's did something at CSN during the Caps playoffs, but I wasn't allowed to eat it because I was
they
on
did.
My diet.
It was so good.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever eaten Jersey Mike's.
So if Capriati's counts as a chain, then that's my answer. Is that Cheney enough for you? Is that Dick Cheney enough?
I don't think so.
Is that Chain Bridgie?
For me, what we're talking about has got to be a location in Virginia, Maryland, and D.C. I'm trying to incorporate as many listeners as
possible. I understand that. I'm going to look that up. It may be in all the spots.
You know what's
spots.
Getting a lot of love on Twitter?
Huh?
Blimpie subs. Blimpie's is getting a lot of love on Twitter.
Because Capriati's, I know, is in Maryland because it started there, and I know it's in Virginia. I mean, I know it's in D.C. Wilson Boulevard. All three represented. Capriati's.
I guess you found a loophole.
I got it.
It doesn't seem Cheney enough for Dick Cheney enough for me.
What's it's they're still
not quite Calbert Cheney enough for me, but it satisfies the requirement.
I mean, Capriati's, now that I am looking at it, is a mid-Atlantic chain, I would
they're
say.
They're mid-Atlantic. I mean, they're still relatively
How many
new.
Locations in the area? I was thinking three.
It's more than that. I'll tell you that right
really?
Now.
Really?
It's more than that.
Capriati's is good.
Capriati's is really good. It's Lon Chaney Jr. who's walking
things,
with the Queen.
You ever had their Thanksgiving sandwich?
Oh, sure. I certainly have. It's delightful. Let me see. There's a Vegas one, apparently. This is what's coming up. Is that right? There are how many locations? Can we say?
I mean, I'm seeing at least like 20 around here between Maryland, D.C., Virginia, Delaware, and Pennsylvania.
I live in Alexandria. I don't know that there's a Capriati's within, other than me driving like to Arlington or D.C., right?
Yeah, there's one in Arlington. That's your closest one.
Okay. I didn't even know that.
There's one in California now, apparently.
I'll drive
great.
To California.
They're doing great. You can.
The Thanksgiving sub might be worth that.
It is so good. I love Capriati's.
There was a lot of talk about subs that just happened.
I love them so much, and I miss them. I miss them tenderly.
Sub. I think what's happened is, if you notice, I've always said our show's gotten worse as we've lost weight.
Yes, everyone knows that.
I think a lot of people agree to that. Our show was better when we were fatter. What happens is we get hungry. We think about foods we can't have, and then occasionally we'll just derail the show to talk about them for 8 or 9 minutes. Have you ever noticed that? Like, we used to talk about food, but in better ways. Now it's just, we talk about foods that
it's like
we can't
longingly
have.
That we want. Yeah.
Yeah, show's gotten worse for sure. I would agree with that.
Yeah, we all know that.
John Lazor on Virginia Tech football at 12:45. Let's talk who we'd stand on the bubble for. What Redskin? We wouldn't stand on the bubble. We'd stand on the table for a player on the bubble.
I'll stand on the bubble.
Also, who would you stand on the bubble for? Grant and Danny on the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.